This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have come at long last to what might finally be Infrastructure Week. That's with a capital I and a capital W, by the way. President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure plan this week after a full Trumpian term of infrastructure promises without plans. Among many other things on the list, President Biden says he wants to spend 2% of GDP on science. Doesn't sound like all that much, maybe, but it is more than twice what we are spending right now. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on that.
Right now, the U.S. spends about 0.7% of its GDP on science. So what would we get if we upped that to 2%?
A fair amount.
Retired Major General Bob Latif, a former Air Force researcher, says the spending boost would work out to hundreds of billions of extra dollars for
NASA, National Institutes of Health, all of the government organizations whose responsibilities really lie in the science area.
The idea is to get science spending back to where it was 50, 60 years ago, the height of NASA's Apollo missions and moon landings, and experimentation at the Department of Defense that helped lead to the creation of the Internet. James Lewis is a researcher at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The Internet's part of your daily life. Well, that was a little DOD program that started in the early 70s. And we need to be able to do things like that again.
President Biden has specifically mentioned spending more money on super-fast quantum computing, biotech, and artificial intelligence. The National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence estimates the U.S. needs to spend $32 billion over the next few years to win the AI race with China. The commission's executive director, Ili Bayraktari, says China could catch up to the U.S. very soon.
Our lead is between 18 to 24 months.
Bayraktari says President Biden's plan for science spending is a step in the right direction. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.